Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
There was one video that was kind of like a compilation, and I didn't search for it, Asia. It just happened to come from my timeline.
Sure. That's your story. You're sticking to it. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the number one daily hip hop news podcast. And it's all brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And this is the place where we keep you up to date with everything that's happening in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts here, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Wednesday, and it's a spicy one today. Okay, so Soulja Boy is showing us why they really call him Big Draco out here. His nudes hit the internet, and they kind of broke Twitter a little bit. Also, Rick Ross had his acting debut on Queen Latifah's show, The Equalizer, and fans are actually really here for it. The 2022 CIAA lineup has been announced, and Trey Songz is responding to allegations that he raped a woman out in Las Vegas. Like I said, very spicy things to get into today. But first, before we do that, make sure you follow the podcast, hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button on whichever streaming app you're listening to us on right now. Thank you. You know we appreciate it. Now let's jump in. Okay, so let's start off with the heavy one. Trey Songz is facing yet another allegation of some form of rape or sexual assault. And I don't know, it's starting to become a lot now. I feel like this is not the first or the second or the third time that we've heard allegations of this nature surrounding Trey Songz. So just want to start with that. But this claim, I feel like, is the most serious that we've heard thus far. A woman named Dylan Gonzalez is actually claiming that Trey Songz raped her at a hotel out in Vegas.
Right. And if you know the woman, she's one of the Gonzalez twins who they used to play basketball back in the day, but I think they stopped and like focused on like music and entertainment and things like that. So I think there's pictures of them together. So it's not a wild claim for her to just like pick Trey Songz out of whoever. I think they did used to like hang out back in the day. Mm-hmm. And she recently had just tweeted this before the year was over. She just tweeted that Trey Songz was a rapist and that was it about it. But now we have Trey Songz actually reacting to that claim. Actually his rep for Trey Songz was talking to TMZ and said that Trey and his team are confident in the legal process and that there will be an abundance of exonerating information to come over the next few weeks. So they're denying her claims of him being a rapist or him raping her, obviously. So we will see how this plays out for both of them, but that's what's going on with that.
There will be an abundance of exonerating information. Well, I can't wait to hear it and see it because, like I said, man, it's one thing if one person says something about you doing something weird sexually or there being a misunderstanding. It's like, okay, that's up to interpretation. Two people, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can still find your way out of that or something. Three, four, five. Once you get to those numbers, it's like, how do you keep winding up in this scenario? Why are you the subject of all of these accusations again and again? And I'm not saying he's guilty here. I don't know. And I love Trey Songz's music. Trey Songz is a charming person, has a charming personality. But, like, we got to address this, man. We got to understand, not only show us the exonerating information from this, but help us understand why you keep being the subject of these accusations. And then address that going forward. Like, you can't keep winding up in this same spot because then it's going to look like you're guilty because why does this keep happening to you specifically? So that's what I want to know. That's what I'm very, very curious to know. Like, explain to us why you're innocent here. Show us the proof and then help us understand why you keep winding up in this situation. Because maybe you need to, you know, readdress some of the things that you're doing. If you're not guilty, like, maybe, I know this is hard to say for to a rapper or singer, maybe stop hanging out in hotels with women you don't know like that, or women you don't know well enough to know that they won't make that accusation against you if you're alone with them in the hotel. Like, certain things, you just have to move accordingly to nip things in the bud if this is really not who you are. Now, if you're just a sexual predator or a rapist, then I don't know what to tell you. Whatever, you need to be persecuted. But if you're not, then you got to start moving differently. And I really hope that it's not true, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what the evidence points to in this situation.
Exactly.
Okay, so next, let's talk about Rosé, because he's venturing off into the acting field now. Now, I'm an avid Rosé music fan, avid Rick Ross fan of all things he does, honestly. Musically, business-wise, social media, he's super entertaining. And now he's taking things over to acting. I'm like, okay, you know we love expansion over here. You know we love artists venturing into other venues. So when I learned that he was going to be on The Equalizer, which is the show Queen Latifah stars in, I was like, yes. I didn't know it was coming so soon, though. I didn't know his episode was, like, out already. And it aired recently, and it turns out Rick Ross has some acting chops, and he has some depth to his acting ability.
Yeah, in the episode, he played an incarcerated rapper named Dilemma, and he basically was reflecting on his wrongs and how his family suffers from his actions. And in the clip that was getting shared online, people are pointing out that he had like so much emotion. He even shed a tear at the end of his acting chops in this clip.
Come on, Rosé. You better give us dramatic acting. You better give us Denzel. In the Equalizer remake. I love it. I love to see it, man. Because we all know Denzel starred in the Equalizer movies, all of them. And then Queen Latifah took on the role. But to see Rick Ross, you know, shed a little Denzel glory tear, you know, the one tear down the cheek type of vibe. To hear that he did that really does, you know, make me happy. And I don't know, maybe this could be my conspiracy theory brain, but I feel like this is somehow a way for Rick Ross to get at 50 Cent, like him entering into this acting arena. Like, why do I feel like 50 Cent prompted that, or his vengeance towards 50 Cent prompted that? Because, you know, recently 50 and Ross were going back and forth. Rick Ross was making fun of BMF or one of his show's numbers, and 50 Cent was making fun of Rick Ross's album sales. So, you know, they were going back and forth about TV and music. So now I feel like, I don't know, maybe that kind of pushed Rick Ross into the TV and film game to try and get his acting chops up, just off the back and forth with 50 Cent and how hard 50 Cent is going in that arena. I don't know. I feel like there's something there with that.
Yeah, like what if like Rick Ross becomes one of the biggest hip hop rappers turned actors and 50 Cent just gotta cast him, like, for no, like, could you imagine?
Right. And, you know, there's another theory going around out there that 50 Cent is going to do a show about the real Rick Ross, the infamous drug dealer Rick Ross, and just to spite the rapper Rick Ross, because, you know, that's who he's named after. And I was like, oh, that would be kind of petty, but I would kind of watch. I'll be here for that. I would. So this whole back and forth, I don't know. I feel like it's pushing both of them. So I don't want to condone beef, but I feel like this is, you know, healthy competition going on right now.
Yeah, a little battle to each other to get on their A game or stay on their A game. So I'm kind of with it.
Yeah, and the fans had a really, really good reaction to Rick Ross being on The Equalizer. Somebody tweeted, Rick Ross out here acting on The Equalizer. I see those tears. And then another fan tweeted, not Rick Ross acting in a dramatic role. He had the one tear rolling down the cheek and everything. So you had, like, good reactions from the fans. Rick Ross got on Instagram, got on social media, and just thanked everybody, told everybody to go watch it. And I am. I've actually been meaning to watch The Equalizer this season, so I have all the episodes to catch up on. I liked it. I watched it for most of the first season. I was like, okay, Queen Latifah. I'm just a Queen Latifah fan of her movies, TV shows, everything. So I'm going to go check that out. I hope it's on like Hulu or something. And then, you know, hopefully I'll get to see Rosé's performance in the next couple of days or weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's talk about the man of the hour, the man of the day. Soulja Boy, tell him. DeAndre Cortez Way, some may know him as. Others know him as Big Draco. And recently he decided to show us why they call him Big Draco. Earlier this week, Soulja Boy tweeted about his OnlyFans page, right? Now, a lot of rappers are seeming to take this route now. Like, more than a few rappers are going the OnlyFans route. Pandemic must be making it hard for a lot of entertainers out here, and y'all just not telling us, because I've never seen this many rappers turn porn stars. But anyway, so Soulja Boy tweeted about his OnlyFans page, and there's apparently a lot of explicit content up on that platform, because shortly after this announcement, Soulja Boy's Draco leaked all over the timeline.
Yeah, I don't know if a fan who paid to see everything is the one who put everything out there. Some people think even Soulja Boy was the one who did it, but there was one video that was kind of like a compilation, and I didn't search for it, Asia. It just happened to come to my
timeline. Sure. That's your story. You're sticking to it.
And it was basically like him standing up, like with his boxers on, and he would just keep panning the camera down. And at the very end, he does like a slow reveal of actual skin. It's kind of weird, but it was like, it didn't get blocked. But
I didn't even see the video version. See, you saw the director's cut. I just saw screenshots of Soulja Boy taking a selfie in the mirror, one where he had the boxers on, and then the other one where he had the boxers pulled down. And that's where I saw everything. And that's why I was like, oh, this is why they call him Big Draco. Okay, it makes sense now. I didn't know where he got the name from. Now I feel like I have a better understanding of the lineage behind the name. So that it all came together for me at that moment. So I saw that, and then I clicked on Soulja Boy's page, his Twitter, to see what he was saying about it, and that's when I saw the OnlyFans link in the bio. I was like, oh, okay, so he did this himself to promote this OnlyFans page, and you can't tell me different. Because no, it's no other way. Like, what else, how else would that happen?
Right, exactly. Like, it had to have been in promotion of the OF to get, you know, some more subscribers, see what he's working with.
And I think it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I do. I do think it's going to work. I saw Soulja Boy retweeting a lot of tweets of reactions to the photos, and I now know that there's video out there as well. So I think the promotion is working for in his favor, for sure. In fact, some of the thirst tweets, I think sometimes, you know, we can mention some of these thirst tweets, because they just, the people of Twitter really just keep you entertained day and night, 24 hours. So one person was like, I knew it was something why I love Soulja Boy so much. Somebody else said, Soulja Boy, I'm available to be Miss Draco. Another girl said, after I seen that picture, Soulja Boy got every reason to act how he do. Now, y'all know how Soulja Boy acts. So now they're giving him a pass for that because of these pictures. Someone else said, nah, saying Soulja Boy is half horse is crazy. Another person said, going to see Soulja Boy about a horse. Then you just got... Then you got so many more. Somebody said, now I see why Soulja Boy just be doing whatever the F he want. And then, of course, Soulja had to lean into the troll of it all. And amongst all of this, he tweeted, kiss me through the phone. Come on, Draco. Come on now. So, yes, that is the Soulja debacle. If you are wondering why Soulja Boy's name was trending on Twitter, social media all this morning, that is why.
That's the only reason why.
And if you would like to see more, Soulja Boy's OnlyFans link is in his Twitter bio. So, ladies, fellas, anybody, if you want to go check that out, that's there for you. Lastly, CIAA plans have been announced this year. The tournament is going down in Baltimore, Maryland from February 22nd to February 26th, if you were trying to pop out for that.
Yeah, for people who know what CIAA is, or for those who don't know, it's basically, it is the nation's oldest historically Black athletic conference, and they bring basketball games out there. They also bring like step shows and performances and things like that. And they announced some of the big names that are coming out there officially for CIAA, because, you know, you have your side parties. But for the official CIAA, some of the big names performing are Big Daddy Kane, you got Yo-Yo, Rakim, and Michelle, and then previously announced was the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff and the legendary DJ Kool.
Okay, keeping it legendary this year, CIAA. I love that they got certain people like Moni Love, Rakim, basically all those names you just named, DJ Jazzy Jeff, like literally legends. So, you know, great to hear that they were bringing the legends out. I just find it funny that they announced this like during the midst of everybody announcing the cancellations. They might have wanted to, you know, wait a few weeks on that. But Either way, glad they're bringing the legends out. Hope they do it safely. They said that they are committed to providing a safe and healthy environment throughout the tournament. And they said they will follow all state and local COVID-19 guidelines and protocols. They told everybody they can go to CIAAtournament.org if they want to check out what those protocols will be. And they'll be updating that information constantly, you know, as they receive more information on the COVID situation. So, yeah, that's CIAA this year, and it's in February. So literally next month, if you want to get your tickets, you can. Do we think they're still going to go through with it happening, or do you think there's a chance of postponement here?
I don't know, because it's in Maryland, and, you know, we've always heard of D.C. having such big COVID numbers, kind of close to Baltimore. I don't know if they're still going to have it. We're going to see, but they might pull a let's get it done real quick and then go on home. So we'll see.
Now that I think about it, they did have it last year in Atlanta with no care in the world for the COVID situation. So, yeah, they're probably still going to have it 9 out of 10. Now that I'm thinking about it, because that was the whole reason they moved it to Atlanta the last time. So they clearly don't care. So, yeah, if you want to go to CIAA, you know, feel free to pull up. I will be watching from social media. So make sure you post a lot on your Insta story if you go. Make sure you post on the timeline if you go, so I can check out like Jazzy Jeff and Big Daddy Kane and all of them. Please. Thank you.
Right.
So yes, that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
And you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.